The Youth's Instructor, June 15, 1899, Doers of the Word, Part 2. The Youth's Instructor, June 15, 1899, Doers of the Word, Part 2. The sayings of Christ are truth, eternal truth. He has sent His message, and we must hear with ears of faith. All who hear the word are to be doers of the word. The Savior seeks to impress our minds with the necessity of charity, love, that earnest prayer that will ascend to God from hearts that are sincere in their religious duties. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When Christ asked His disciples, "Whom say ye that I am?" Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, which by interpretation means a stone. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The name Peter means a stone, but Christ did not refer to Peter as the rock. He spoke of a rock altogether stable and immovable. He referred to the words Peter had spoken, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he said, "I say unto thee, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The truth, the life, the light of the world was to be the foundation of the Christian church. In plain language, Isaiah tells who is the stone upon which the church is built. "Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place." Peter afterward wrote, "To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed." Those who build upon Christ Jesus will be safe. But those who build according to the wisdom of worldly wise men will find their wisdom foolishness. The great questions for us to settle are, how are we building? What characters are we forming in this our probationary time? The cornerstone of right character is Jesus Christ. His word, if practiced, is sufficient to develop harmonious characters in all who believe and who fashion their lives in accordance with it. The life that is given to God will become most valuable. He says, I will make a man more precious than gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, and you are under obligation to God to render him perfect service. You are in Christ's training school. What do you propose to do with yourselves, to be taught of God, or to take yourselves into your own keeping and live in opposition to the plans of your Redeemer? Do you purpose to lay up treasure in this world, simply to expend upon your desires, and thus become unblessed of God in this life, and bankrupt for eternity? Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. All the physical strength you have is Christ's. You live because he keeps you by his power. He made you for himself. He has a right to you, soul, body, and spirit. He has given you his plan for your life. It is to meet his requirements, that he may endow you with the gift of everlasting life. In order to become a member of the royal family, you must receive Christ by faith, believe in him as your personal Savior, and take your place in his service. All your possessions are God's, not to be trifled away, not to be used to gratify yourselves. You are to remember that the gold and silver, the houses and lands, bear the royal stamp, the signature of God. All are his property, to be used to glorify his name. You are to be his representatives, his faithful stewards, using his means to advance his work. God is greatly dishonored when his entrusted goods are used unfaithfully and diverted to please the selfish heart. God would have you draw wisdom from him. Then you will be all-around Christians, reaching the highest perfection of usefulness in this life. By bringing every advantage God has given you into this work, your consecrated efforts will win souls for Christ. Set Christ ever before you. Recognize him as the first, the last, the best in everything. Lay all the plans of your life before the one who died for you, that he might bring to you life and immortality. Remember that just the character building you now make will determine your eternal salvation or your eternal ruin.